Hey, Gunlan Audio. I decided, so everybody can kind of get to know me a little bit better, that I would do one of the Tupac, or whenever I see them, I always think Tupac in my head, so from now on, I'm gonna call it the Tupac questionnaire. Yeah, I'm excited to kind of let you all into my head. So here goes. Many GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Other than in bed, where do you listen to GWA audios? At the library, when I'm supposed to be doing work, I will tend to listen to one or two or five. I also tend to listen to them if I am on a bus ride that's just to the part of a city that I feel is going to take a while or something to pass the time. And I just want to make that ride a little bit more fun, yet also torturous. Then I'll do that. But mostly in bed, I think, is where I listen to them. Two, have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it. Ooh. Oh, wow. My worst sex partner. Well, there's one, I guess, that comes to mind. It was just a one-night stand, but he was somebody that I had met online, and we had talked and done camming and things like that for months. And our chemistry on there was fantastic. Really had a good, hot dynamic going. But then when we got together, it was just very lackluster. I don't know. It could also be that maybe because things were so good online that it was harder to translate that into reality. I guess I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say that it was bad. But I didn't end it. I mean, I stuck it out to the end because I'm a trooper. I didn't really do anything about it other than not call him again. It's hard to put a finger on why it was so bad. I think he just. A huge turn on and really important aspect with sex in general for me is confidence. And if you're not confident, I feel like that really comes across a lot. And I suppose for me, I am quite experienced. So maybe for some people that aren't as experienced, maybe that can intimidate them, and then it just leads into it downhill. I don't know. So I never have ended sex because it was so bad, but that was probably the worst one. Again, I think lackluster just basically sums that up. Number three. If you discover a very attractive person masturbating, or two very attractive people having sex, and there is no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you watch them? Fuck yes. I feel like I would kind of want them to see me. I don't know. The idea that there's no chance of me being seen, that's not really an issue for me. Yeah, no, of course I would masturbate while I watch them. I really am into exhibitionism and voyeurism, which I would think that a lot of people that are posters on GWA kind of are to some extent, because we're putting all this stuff out there for people to experience. And so question number three, yes, I would definitely masturbate while I watch them, and I would actually add a qualifier into that question and hope that they would actually see me, because who knows, maybe that could lead to something fun. Number four, in order, rank your three favorite sex positions and explain why they are favorites. Well, number one would definitely have to be, I was going to say doggy style, but it could even just be me bent over something. So generally something from behind, I think, would be my number one. Why that's my favorite, I think it's because I think it just allows for really deep penetration. I love having my hair pulled back when I'm in that position. It just feels very raw and primal, which I enjoy. Two more after that. I really enjoy when a guy's sitting in a chair and then I can either straddle facing or kind of lower myself onto him facing away. I guess I just like that one with the extra addition of a prop. It usually gives you the right amount of leverage. And if you're facing them, it can be particularly intimate and hot. So number three, probably me on my back with my legs over my partner's shoulders, just because, well, I mean, let's be honest, G-spot stimulation, that's kind of important there. Yeah, fuck, I'm horny, thanks guys. Okay, number five, have you ever talked to a GWA recording? For example, when Dirty Girl Secret or Bunk Audio, blah, 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 ask if they may suck your cock or lull and ask if you need an extra tutoring. Do you nod your head or otherwise answer them while you were touching yourself? I actually realized that I was doing that today. I don't actually remember off the top of my head who it was, but or even if it was recent or older. But I do that, definitely. Especially when it comes to a lot of the dominant sub posts, when I would be the submissive, it tends to just come naturally, I suppose. Yeah, no, I do that all the time. It gets me so much more into it. It really makes me feel like they're there, especially if I close my eyes and I have it in my headphones. I feel like it really, really adds to the experience. Absolutely. And I feel like that would definitely turn on the poster that was actually creating all of those silences and asking those questions or things like that. So, yeah, I definitely do that. And if that ever comes up in one of my future posts, I would hope that people would do that as well. Number six, when you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? I don't know if I've ever really paid attention to this. I feel like there was somebody really hot here that I could kind of test this on as I was answering the question. I think first I tend to go to their eyes, I think. I don't know, do I have to do a first, second, and third? I feel like I kind of do the whole, like, elevator look, but subtly. I'm not a creep, usually. But I'm going to go for the fact that I just check all of somebody out, not just three things. Although, let's be honest, if a guy has really nice forearms and his sleeves are rolled up, then that's definitely just going to be the first and only thing that I'm looking at. Number 7. Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Were you hard or what? If you haven't had one, is that something you would like to have? I don't know if... Yeah, I think I would definitely enjoy getting a lap dance. I would probably prefer getting a lap dance from a woman. And if I'm speaking about my potential future experiences, I think it will definitely make me wet. yeah, I would definitely, I could try that for sure. I'll add that to my sex bucket list. Number 8, what is the sexiest scene you recall from a mainstream movie? And what made it so sexy? Well, I mean, it could be, I'm sure that other people that have answered this have maybe talked about this spanking, the first spanking scene in Secretary with Mikey Gyllenhaal. That just fuck gets me every time. I don't know how much of a mainstream movie that was, though. Mainstream movie. Oh, I know. I really, really enjoyed the movie Her, and there was a part in it when Joaquin Phoenix's character and his Samantha, the artificial intelligence software on his device, were kind of having this verbal exchange that basically resembled actually a lot of the stuff that happens on GWA, but I really enjoyed that. It was very passionate. It felt very real. It played into the things that I enjoyed, which are oral things. So yeah, that was a really, really fantastic one. Yeah, no, definitely the one from Her. Number 9. Is there a sex position, a kind of sex, that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy but ended up doing it anyway? What was it, and did you enjoy it? Well, the example that is in the question is anal sex, and I think that would probably be the one that I would talk about. For years and years, I said that I would never do it, and recently, definitely did it, and really, really fucking love it. So much. I guess I'm lucky, maybe. I don't know. I feel like the nerve endings that are there, it's different for everyone. So some people really enjoy it and some people don't. But I am definitely one of those lucky individuals that very much enjoys it. I was actually recently having dinner with friends, and we were talking about anal sex, and then we brought up an analogy between anal sex and cilantro, because cilantro is one of those things that that tastes like soap to some people, or it's delicious and makes everything better. And so we said that the people that tend to maybe hate cilantro are maybe the people that tend to hate anal sex. I don't know. But I feel like it's an equivalent comparison. Anyway, so yes, I definitely enjoyed it and will do again and again and again and again. Number 10. Without mentioning names, how many GW members have managed to ever invade or otherwise enter your fantasies? If your answer is none, is your fantasy partner a specific someone or non, someone not specific? I think definitely some GWA members have managed to infiltrate the dark and desire, my dark desires. Do I want to necessarily say? I'm not sure. Okay, generally, the types of posts that I enjoy are more either pure masturbation and people having orgasms, I was gonna say or collaborations or like erotic stories, but I think that covers just about all of it. So more specifically, if anything involves kind of a dom-sub relationship, those are things that I'm always into, and there are a number of people on TWA that I have listened to over and over and over again for those reasons. I'm normally not shy, and even though you can't see my face or you don't know actually who I am, the thought of telling everybody who specifically has entered my fantasies seems kind of difficult for me for some reason, which is incredibly weird because I am generally very open and exploratory and adventurous, etc., etc. But I actually feel kind of shy about mentioning names, but anyway. So yes, that has definitely happened and continues to happen on a frequent basis, so I'm definitely going to say yes. That's all of those ones. I just did the short 2-buck quiz, so there were only the 10 questions. But yeah, if anybody wants to know anything else about me, I'm pretty much an open book. Yeah, this was definitely fun. I'm probably going to do more of these in the future. And I'll probably record maybe another couple of posts this week. So, good night, GWA. Mwah.